This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Garrison Building Supply. Umpqua Actors Community Theater Executive Director Melody Schwagel. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you are getting ready for a production. Tell us about it.
Oh, yes. We are in the middle of doing rehearsals for Elf the Musical at Jacoby Auditorium in December.
And it's been a while.
It certainly has. We haven't done live theater. I think the last performance, a full performance that we've done in our theater on Harvard was Don't Eat the Meatloaf. And that was in January of 2020. So it's been a while, and we're really looking forward to welcoming the community back with a fantastic musical.
And just in time for the holidays, this seems like it's kind of on the level of what you've often done in the summertime.
Oh, yes, absolutely. See, we couldn't do the summer program at Jacoby just for certain reasons and everything. But, you know, we were really actually lucky to do a junior production of The Lion King at the Wildlife Safari. And so we thought, well, heck, we can, what about doing something at Christmas time? And that's exactly what we did. And this is just the absolute perfect show to do at Christmas. Everybody knows the story of Buddy, who, you know, was raised as an elf, and he travels to New York to find his dad and finds love and family, and he just brings some Christmas cheer to New York. It's just a wonderful, wonderful family musical.
How many folks are in the cast?
We have a cast of 32.
Wow. What about the age range?
Age range, we have the youngest is 10, and the oldest, I want to say, is 70.
Wow, so a lot of folks there, and a lot of work's got to go into this.
Oh my goodness, yes. This is definitely on par with some of the summer musicals that we've done in the past. It's such a large-scale show. There are about 20 different locations, so that always makes it difficult when you're trying to bring, you know, a giant Macy's set in there, and then the next one you are in Central Park. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's very, very glitzy. There's lots of choreography. Julia Nichols is just the most amazing choreographer, so we're so happy to have her back on board. Matt Hill has done our music direction. The only issue that we have this year is we are not having a full orchestra. We are just doing something that we've done at our smaller theater in Harvard, is have stage tracks. And so that's what the actors have been working with since September. So yeah, it's just wonderful.
Does it seem odd to you to be back to doing this again?
It's like riding a bike. You really never forget how to kind of get back into the swing of things. But there's just, what kind of took me a little bit by surprise was how much work goes into something like this versus something that we would normally do at our Harvard Theater. This is, like I said, on a mass scale, and something that you would see up at the Holt Center. The 10-second scene changes where you've got a huge office scene and that all has to be cleared out, and you go to a huge apartment in Central Park scene, and it happens just instantly right before your eyes.
So,
and something else that we are also utilizing is the scenic projections. If anybody saw our production of The Little Mermaid a couple years back, we used animated scenic projections, and we're doing the exact same thing this year as well.
Wow. So obviously a lot of help behind the scenes.
A lot of help, definitely. Yeah, we've got a lot of volunteers from the cast who have come in and graciously helped out with building the set. We have a lot of painters who have been out there, and costumers. So yeah, it's a full house.
How many shows are you going to have?
We have 9 performances, and it starts December 9th, and it runs through December 19th. So if you're looking for something at Christmas time to do, this is absolutely the perfect thing to do. And it's live, so I can't stress that enough. We're back. We're doing live theater.
What do people need to know about what nights or what times the performances are?
Oh, sure. So Thursday, December 9th, the production starts at 7 o'clock. And then Friday the 10th, that is actually a vaccinated or 72-hour negative COVID test performance, which starts at 7. And then we have a Saturday matinee at 7. And then Sunday matinees are at 2 o'clock. The following week is a little bit different. We have a Wednesday performance. We do not have a Thursday performance. And we have a Friday performance. 2 performances on Saturday, and then we closed with a Sunday matinee on the 19th. It's a little bit kind of, I want to say, it might be it's kind of jumbled right now, but if you take a look at our website, it's very, very clear.
And what do people need to know about getting tickets?
Yeah, if you want tickets, go to our website, uac-theater.com, and you can buy tickets right there. Tickets are $15 for adults or $10 for kids. And I always say this, I just can't believe how low our prices are. I know Elf is being played all over the country right now, so this is such a great bargain for this quality of theater.
Wow. So Umpqua Actors Community Theater, a little wintertime production. Melody, anything else you want to let folks know?
No, just that we're really looking forward to sharing the story with Douglas County.
All right. Melody Schwegel, Umpqua Actors Community Theater. Thanks for being on.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:39 Morning Conversation, a presentation at Garrett's Building Supply.